Types of Scales by Kevin. One of the most important supplies when making up your own glaze or making plaster molds is a scale. When you are making plaster molds, you want a good scale measuring in increments of whole grams. It doesn't need to be too accurate. I would suggest you buy this scale. For glaze, making you want an accurate scale. Many recipes call for less than 1% of a colorant or oxide. When you are making 100-gram test batches, you need a scale that will accurately measure less than 1 gram. Depending on your budget, these are my suggestions on scales. O-House Scout Pro. These scales are more expensive than the O-House Triple Beam Balance Scale, but they are much easier to read. The Triple Beam Balance Scale is a great scale, but it can be finicky and sometimes may be a pain to read. O-House Triple Beam Balance Scale. This is a really accurate scale. It is manual, so it takes some getting used to, but once you get the hang of it, you'll always have the exact proportions you need. Whether you're measuring a gram or you're measuring 100 grams, the O-House Triple Beam is a great reliable scale. Great budget scale under $30. Although not quite as accurate as the two scales mentioned above, this scale is accurate to a point. It will work well for a starter scale when you are trying to measure out your glaze ingredients. You can always buy a cheap jewelry scale to measure your small amounts of colorant. Another great budget scale under $30, although not quite as accurate as the two scales mentioned above, this scale is accurate to a point. It will work well for a starter scale when you are trying to measure out your glaze ingredients. You can always buy a cheap jewelry scale to measure your small amounts of colorant. Great scale for mold making. When you are making molds, you don't need a scale that is accurate down to the tenth. This scale is perfect for measuring out your plaster and water. A fantastic scale for larger amounts of ingredients, and especially for mold making. This scale is great for mold making because you can put up to 440 pounds of plaster on the scale. You can tear the scale and you can see the numbers without having to move the bucket off. This scale has a base for the bucket or container to sit on, and a cord with the digital readout so that you can place it up higher to see the readouts.